The health home. The first step in the line of medical missionary work in Australia was the opening of the health home in Sydney in late 1896. The next step was the publishing of a health journal, The Herald of Health, launched in Melbourne in 1898. Medical work was just getting a start in Australia. A. W. Simmons, a graduate nurse from Battle Creek, opened the health home in Sydney. A large residence was rented, and Ellen White noted, as he had no money, I furnished him with £25, $120, to make a beginning. To this was soon added £10, $48. The Bible Echo, January 18, 1897, carried an advertisement for the newly developed Battle Creek Health Foods. The public was informed that some of these valuable foods are already being shipped to this country, and that a proposition is on foot for their manufacture here at an early date. This was a significant project that was to take on large proportions in Australia. On a Monday in early February 1897, a letter came to Ellen White from S.N. Haskell, who had just arrived in Sydney. He urged her to hasten to the city so they could counsel together. Although she was much involved in preparations for the opening of the Avondale School, she dropped everything and, with Sarah, within 3 hours was speeding to the train with their fastest team, conjecturing all the 4.5 miles, 7 kilometers, whether or not we would be able to catch the train to Sydney. They did, and at 11 p.m. were at the health home at Summer Hill, where Haskell was staying. There they joined in planning. To help keep the health home afloat financially, Haskell had rented and furnished one room. If the home proved a success, he would be paid back from earnings. Ellen White rented one room for $1 a week. She and Sarah bought furniture in Sydney for this room so that she could have a place to stay when she was in the city. It could also be used by other workers as they passed through the city. Elder and Mrs. W. L. H. Baker took two rooms, for which they paid 10 shillings a week. After explaining these steps to help get the enterprise going, Ellen White noted in a letter, I hope this health home will prove a success, but it is an experiment. And to W. C. White she wrote on the same day. In regard to the health home, I cannot see anything very flattering in patients as yet. But it is no use to look on the discouraging side. We must walk by faith. We must talk faith and act faith and live faith. Dr. Kellogg had sent from Battle Creek a shipment of the newly developed health foods, apparently as a donation to the enterprise, so Ellen White reported to him. I have learned that Brother Simmons is doing well selling the health foods. We feel thankful that you could give them this timely assistance. They appreciate it very much, for they have been in most straitened circumstances. In mid-February the mail brought £50, $240, from Peter Wessels. As Ellen White acknowledged the gift she declared, it came exactly at the right time. We were at the health home trying to get means to furnish some rooms in the humblest style. When our means gave out, we had to wait, and when that money came, we rejoiced, and were glad. Now we can finish furnishing the rooms. The enterprise did succeed. By advertisements in each issue of the Bible Echo and in other media, the public was informed that at the health home they were prepared to treat by the most approved rational methods paralysis, rheumatism, sciatica, neuralgia, and other disorders of the nervous system, also all manner of stomach and bowel disorders. These diseases will be treated by the most approved methods of hygiene, hydrotherapy, electrotherapy, massage, manual Swedish movement, diet, etc. Electric baths, electric vapor baths, sitz baths, salt clothes, hot packs, wet sheet packs, massage, etc., can be had, the Bible Echo, January 11, 1897, and throughout the year. After some months, the Bible Echo on November 15 carried a back page note to the effect that the Sydney Health Home is having a good patronage at present, about all it can do.